So prepare now for the practice of Yoga Nidra, ensuring your comfort and your warmth. We've shut the doors, taken off our shoes, laying ourselves down. And you might like to enjoy a long exhalation, a sigh of relief. And listen out for the sound of the bell, which will carry you into this practice of Yoga Nidra, and at the end, carry you back out. So pay attention now to the shape and the form of the physical body, the contact between the body, and the support that you're resting on. Pay attention to the touch sensation of the body being supported, all the parts of the body in contact with the earth, and pay attention to the touch sensation of your clothing or blankets against your skin. And the touch sensation of your breath in your nostrils. And can you feel the slightly cooler touch of the inhalation and the slightly warmer touch of the exhalation? And become aware of the shape of the nostrils as the breath flows in and out. The breath moving as if through two long tunnels. Now let your attention drop down into the belly. And pay attention to the sensation of breath in this part of the body. Can you feel that little bit of expansion and contraction? Or pressure and release? The rising and falling of the abdomen with the breath. And can you let it be very effortless, very easy? So no forcing or pushing. Just feeling the natural movement of breath in the body. And the natural rising and falling of the belly with the breath. And now bring your attention into the center of the chest. So maybe just a little bit behind the breastbone. And let there be there a feeling of warmth or of gladness. Or just simply a feeling of ease. Oh, to be resting here in this practice of Yoga Nidra, where it's safe and warm and there's nothing to be done. And now become aware again of the shape and the form of the whole of the physical body. Experience the physical body resting and at ease. And allow for your mind's attention to take a little stroll around the body, resting just briefly in each part of the body now as I name it. Beginning with the thumb of the left hand, bringing your attention to the left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, and now to the thumb and the fingers all together. The palm of the hand and the back of the hand, the left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, armpit, shoulder, and all the way down the left side to the left side chest, waist, hip, thigh, knee, shin, calf, ankle, heel, the sole of the foot, the top of the foot, the left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and little toe. Being aware now of the whole of the left foot, the whole of the left leg, the whole left side of the body, all together, all the way through. And now let your mind's attention wander over into the right side of the body and down to the right hand thumb. Rest your attention on the right hand thumb. And the right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. Feeling the thumb and the fingers together. The palm of the hand and the back of the hand. The right wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, armpit, shoulder. And into the right side of the body, the right side chest. Right side waist, right hip, thigh, knee, shin, calf, ankle, heel, the sole of the foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, little toe. Being aware now of the whole of the right foot, the whole of the right leg, the whole of the right side of the body, all together, all the way through. Now bring awareness into the back of the body, the back surface of the body. From the soles of the feet all the way up the back of the body to the back of the head. And then letting the attention wander slowly from the soles of the feet into the heels. And the backs of the heels, the backs of the knees, back thighs, buttocks, the lower back, middle of the back, upper back, all of the back of the neck, and the back of the head, and now the top of the head, and sensing, feeling each and every hair follicle on the top of the head, And letting the attention move now into the front of the body, from the top of the head all the way down to the tips of the toes. The whole of the front surface of the body. And then letting the attention move slowly from the top of the head to the forehead, and the eyebrows, and the eyelids, and eyeballs, nose and the cheekbones, teeth, tongue, jaw and throat, the right ear and the left ear, the left ear and the right ear, and both ears together, and the whole of the face, dropping down to the base of the throat, the left side of the chest, and the right side of the chest, and the centre of the chest, the upper abdomen, and the lower abdomen, whole of the abdomen, the left groin and the right groin, the right groin and the left groin, the whole of the left leg and the whole of the right leg, the whole of the right leg, whole of the left leg, both legs all together, the whole of the front of the body. Bringing your attention now to the right arm, the whole of the right arm, and over to the left arm, the whole of the left arm. Attention in the left arm and the right arm and both arms together. And now experience again the whole of the body, all of the parts of the body, all together, all the way through, the whole body resting, the whole body breathing, the whole body being breathed. No effort required. Not doing, just being. Let your attention merge with the rhythm of the breath in your body. That you could follow the breath all the way in and all the way out. Feeling the whole body breathing. And I invite you, if you wish, to let your head turn ever so slightly to the right side. So you could let your head roll to the right side. Or you could roll right over onto your right side if you wish to. And with your head tilted to the right or rolled to the right, let your attention be in the left side of the body. Especially the left side of the chest. So head to the right and awareness in the left side of the chest. And continue to follow the breath. And notice the feeling of the breath moving in the left side of the body. Almost as if it were just the left side of the body now that we're breathing. Almost as if it were just the left lung breathing. And stay with this sensation for the next few rounds of breath. Left side of the body breathing. Now disturbing yourself as little as possible, let your head roll back to centre. And then gently over to the left side. So you let your head tilt slightly to the left, roll to the left, or even if you want, roll right the way over onto your left side. With your head turned to the left, let your attention be in the right side of the body, especially right side chest. Stay with the experience of breathing in the right side of the body, almost as if it were just the right side of the body being breathed. Almost as if it were just the right lung breathing. And stay with this sensation of breath in the right side of the body for the next few moments. And now, disturbing yourself as little as possible, let your head roll back to the center. Letting your chin be slightly tucked down and the back of the neck long. Letting the head rest. And continue to be with the sensation of breath moving in the body. See now if you can let there be a feeling of balance, of evenness. Breath moving in both sides of the body. Breath flowing in both nostrils. Pay attention again to the touch of the breath in the nostrils. Cooler on the inhalation, warmer on the exhalation. And pay attention to the shape of the nostrils, like two little tunnels that come to a point at the top of the nose. And let that point at the top of the nose be the tip of a large triangle that you can create in your awareness, or imagine now, that extends all the way down to the soles of your feet. You create with your mind's attention the awareness of a large triangle with its base just at the level of the soles of your feet and its point at the tip of the nose where the nostrils meet. And as you're inhaling, let your attention move from the bottom corners of the triangle all the way up to the top. And as you're exhaling, let your attention move from the top of the triangle all the way down to the base, to the bottom corners. So as you breathe in, you let your attention travel from the base of the triangle, the side of your feet, all the way up both sides, to the tip, at the bridge of the nose, and exhaling from the bridge of the nose down both sides of the triangle to the base. And the breath stays effortless, easy, natural. And the mind's attention is making this triangle pattern, inhaling up both sides, exhaling down both sides. And in a moment, I'm going to invite you not to change the breath, but to change the pattern slightly. The breath stays easy and effortless and natural. But now you let your mind's attention make a little alternating pattern beginning at the bottom left side of your triangle, inhaling up the left side. And as you exhale, your attention travels down the right side. As you inhale again, the attention travels back up the right side. And then with the exhale, your attention is traveling down the left side. So it's like you're going up a hill and then down the other side, and then back up and over. And each time, that's one round of this practice. As you breathe in, awareness comes up the left side. And breathing out down the right side. And breathing in again, back up the right side. And breathing out down the left side. And I'd like to invite you to continue in this way for the next few rounds of breath, this alternating pattern. And if anything feels uncomfortable or unpleasant about it, just let it go, return to the previous practice, or simply watch the breath moving in the body. So the breath stays natural and effortless and easy, but your attention is making this pattern on the inhale from the somewhere by the left foot, all the way up the left side into the left nostril, and on the exhale out through the right nostril and all the way down to somewhere by the right foot, and then back up from the right foot all the way up through the right nostril, and exhaling down and out through the left nostril all the way down to the left side. Inhaling up the left side, exhaling down the right side. Inhaling back up the right side. And exhaling down the left side. And repeat this pattern one more time in your own time. And next time you complete the pattern by exhaling down the left side of the triangle, make the awareness even again. So as you inhale, take your attention evenly up both sides of the triangle and in through both nostrils, and exhale out through both nostrils and evenly down both sides of your triangle. You're drawing a triangle with your mind's attention evenly, both sides up on the inhale, evenly both sides down on the exhale. Continuing at your own pace. Up both sides of the triangle on the inhalation. Down both sides of the triangle on the exhalation. And complete this practice one more time. So when you exhale back down to the base of your triangle, let that practice go and be aware again of the shape and the form of the physical body, the experience of the physical body at rest, the contact between the body and the earth, the texture of clothing and blankets against your skin. And let your attention come again into the belly. And notice the gentle rising and falling of the belly with the breath. And let your attention settle again in the centre of the chest, just behind the breastbone. And let there be there a feeling of warmth or of gladness, or simply a feeling of ease at being in this practice of Yoga Nidra with nothing to do and no one to And as you stay here just a little longer, you could take this opportunity to make a promise to yourself to come here often and be in this place of ease and of rest. And then knowing that this practice of Yoga Nidra will soon be drawing to a close, begin to gently externalize your attention, letting your awareness move upward and outward, and becoming more interested in what you can hear, the sounds nearby, and the sounds further away. Becoming more interested in what you can feel, your mat, your bolsters, your blankets. And becoming more interested in what you can smell and taste. You could lick your lips or run your tongue along your teeth. And you may like to begin to gently deepen your breath. You could have a little yawn or a sigh. And as you do that, picture where you are. Have a clear sense of where you are, what the room looks like, where you are in the room. And listen out for the sound of the bell that will carry you from Yoga Nidra back out to a more ordinary, everyday state of awareness. Let the sound of the bell carry you back safe and sound. Sound of the bell carry you back safe and sound. Know that this practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. This practice has now ended. The practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Thank you for listening.